Last time we learned about the Gemara in the end of the first parak of Masechet Shabbos, Eimach Liga Nisuyim. You're not allowed to start on a ship, on a trip, within 3 days before Shabbos. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. According to the Vilna Gaon, it means Thursday, Friday. And there were different reasons why. So the Baal HaMor has his famous explanation. It's Nira Kimasna L'Chalas HaShabbos. In case there'll be a problem on the ship, so they'll expect, in the days of the Gemara, they will expect all of the passengers to help out, and Allah will have to be Mechal Shabbos, and this was apparently not so infrequent. So if you're going to take the trip on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the Baal HaMor distinguishes the first 3 days in the week are Boso Shabbat. That's why you can still say Havdolah till Tuesday evening. The last 3 days in the week are called Mikami Shabbat. He quotes a Gemara in Gittin that if you write a get, you have to write Zman. There's a Takan of the Rabban, you have to write Zman. So this Zman should really be a precise Zman. You should write what day of the week it is, which month, what day of the month, and which year. But if you didn't write by daily, you just wrote the Boso Shabbat, Mikami Shabbat, that's also acceptable Zman. So the Gemara says, the last 3 days in the week are called Mikami Shabbat. So the Baal HaMor says, since it's called Mikami Shabbat, so he's supposed to prepare in advance. The Shabbos, you shouldn't do anything in the last 3 days that may cause you to be Mechal Shabbos because of Pikoch Nevesh. If you get stuck, Pikoch Nevesh is Decha Shabbos, but you should try to avoid it. It seems to hold that it's a Duchuya, not Hutra, Machlek Sarishanim, where Pikoch Nevesh is Decha Shabbos, or B'mokim Pikoch Nevesh, Shabbos is Hutra, and Tegoma. If it would have been Hutra, the Pashto says there wouldn't be any problem of Nira Kemachnis L'chol Machnis Asatz Machalas HaShabbos.
Maybe even the Nira Yuma when it said some controversy, or if you had the same base Av in the same area very easily, we would still try and get the Kohanim Tohar.
Right, the Gemara says even if you're Hutra, but if you have Kohanim who are Tohar on that base Av that day, so then even if you're Hutra, you really shouldn't do it. Could be it's only midirabbana, and it's not so clear whether the Gemara means minatar midirabbana. But here, it's a couple of days in advance. It's not about doyes. It's here.
Wasn't that only one there's also an ikad amri that they would argue even if they have other people.
Even on the same day.
Even if they have on the base of their people with common people Torah, the common people can do it.
But here, if it's in advance, and it's not about doyes. The Pashto says that the Baal HaMor probably holds that the Pikuach Nevesh is Decha Shabbos. The Hutra probably wouldn't say that there would be an Isser over here, probably. So the problem was that the Gemara says if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah, let's say you're going to take care of Pidyu Shvuyon, to raise Tzedakah, or to move to Eretz Yisrael, or visit Eretz Yisrael, we discussed. So then you are allowed to go the last 3 days. So how come the Baal HaMor himself says that on the Gemara, there's Gemara in the end of the Erevin. A baby boy was born on Shabbos, and the bris is scheduled for the next Shabbos. And the days of the Gemara, they used to bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris to prevent infection. So they used to prepare hot water in advance of Shabbos. That all hot water prepared in advance, and all the water accidentally got spilled out. But there was hot water in someone else's apartment. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to ask a Nochri to carry a Chotzer Sheinim Orevis. It's a Shvuz the Shvuz B'makam Milo, so that's Mutter. So the question was, but if, let's say you performed the Bris Milo already, you have no hot water, and there's no Goy to carry from any other apartment, then if need be, you're permitted to heat up the water on Shabbos. In the days of the Gemara, that was considered a Sophic Sakonis Nefashis. If you don't bathe the baby with warm water, the baby will be in a Sakona, a Sophic Sakona of developing some infection. So now there's a machlokes, the Ramban and the Baal HaMor, are you permitted if you have no hot water? There's no goy, there's no hot water. If you perform the bris milah today on Shabbos, you know in advance that you'll have to heat the water yourself. You have to cook the water. If you already did the bris milah, now you're stuck, you have to have hot water. So that now it's a suffix sakana. Are you permitted to perform the bris milah knowing in advance that this will put you into a situation, into a predicament of the suffix sakana, you'll have to heat up the water yourself. So the Ramban in the Muhammad writes, Ein le mitzvah le mekoyim v'shaito. He coined an expression. There's a Mishnah in Erchen that says, Ein le hegdash le mekoyim v'shaito. The Mishnah means, when someone donates an order mebil to hegdash, he donates a television to hegdash, whatever, and then the gizbar auctions it off to the highest bidder, So what's the lowest bid that he can accept? What's considered the basic amount that he can't shouldn't take less than that? So the Mishnah says, "Ein lahegdish on the makom of a shaito." How much is it worth today? In South Africa, it was sold for more, but we don't live in South Africa. The gizba has it in Yerushalayim. So how much does it sell for in Yerushalayim? And in the summertime, it sells for more. But now it's not the summertime. Now it's the wintertime. A fur coat in the winter sells for more, and the summertime sells for less. Summer clothing in the summer sells for more, and the winter sells for less. The different things that are sold according to the season and different times of the year, different locations in the world, it sells for more or less money. So the Mishnah has it in. Ein lehegdish on the makom of a shaita. The Shabbos of Chavotzim, the same thing by Yodam Hamazik. Hamazik, someone else. So the klal is, Shabbos means kamahu shov lim kabashuk bosa mokam of bosa zman. How much would it sell for today? Yesterday someone was telling us a shaila, that a little humorous shaila. There was a Rav Emeritz. He saw, was talking to us in the afternoon. So he said that they had a whole din Torah. Someone bought an extremely expensive esrog, $175. He bought it 2 weeks before Sukkot. And now, on the first day Sukkot, the esrog had a beautiful pittim. And on the first day Sukkot, someone accidentally broke off the pittim and the esrog is pasul. Chopped off the whole top of the part of the esrog and the whole thing is pasul. So how much does he have to pay? Just because he bought it 2 weeks before Sukkot, it sold for $175. How much is it worth today on the first day Sukkot? On the first day Sukkot wouldn't sell for $175. It would sell for much less. On the day that I was mazikit, you established the value of chafatzim kamu hushav olim kabashuk bosa mokam bosa zman, the day that you made hezik. How much would it sell for? It doesn't matter how much you paid for it. You bought it 2 weeks in advance. At the time, they were just beginning to sell, because you wanted to secure an extremely beautiful esrog for yourself. But how much is it worth today? So that's a lashon on Mishnah. Ein lahegdish on the makom of a shaitai. When the gizbar is auctioning it off to the highest bidder, you shouldn't take a bid that's lower than the correct value of the chayfet. So the Ramban coins an expression based on that expression in the Mishnah. Ein lamitzvah on the makom of a shaitai. If the moel is interested in performing the bris milah on Shabbos, baby was born last Shabbos, so you have to bathe the baby with warm water before the bris and after the bris. So they bathe the baby with warm water. Then the rest of the warm water is spilled out, and now he knows in advance if he'll perform the bris milah today, he'll have to heat up water. Have to be mechal Shabbos to heat up water on Shabbos in order to prevent the baby from falling into a sakana. So the Ramban says, so you do the bris milah. You're not mechuyev to worry about what's going to happen in the future. Ein la mitzvah, ein la makom of v'shaita. He said, that's not called machnes atzmo. Lematzav shel tchias yisurim. You're performing a mitzvah. You have the right to do the mitzvah. And then later on, the baby is considered the suffix sakana. So he fell into a suffix sakana. And the Balamor disagrees. Balamor says, no. He thinks you're not permitted to be mal the baby because machnes atzmo lematzav shel tchias Shabbos. You're not allowed to. So Makshim Ho'elam, there's a steer in the Balamor. And the Gedolim in Europe from 100 years ago, they write in Esavarim, isn't it a contradiction? Balamor says, you're not allowed to go on a boat trip within the last 3 days before Shabbos. Near Kemasnal Chalel Es HaShabbos. But the Gemara says, if it's Lidvar Mitzvah, then it's Mutter. That's the Brais on Daf, wherever it was, Yutessim and Aleph, I think. On Daf Yutessim and Aleph, so Lidvar Mitzvah is Mutter. Here the Balamor says, you're not allowed to be mal the baby. Daf Yutessim and Aleph. The Bamaka mitzvah is mutter. And here the Balamor says you're not allowed to perform the bris milah because machten satz on the matzvah shall tchias yisur. So in the yeshivas they say two terutzim. Did we go through the two terutzim last time? I think we started it. We didn't give it the terutzim. So one terutz they suggest is maybe there's a distinction between on Shabbos as opposed to 3 days before Shabbos. 3 days before Shabbos, there the Balamor is mekel if it's Bamaka mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. The whole Gemara, according to the Balamor, the whole prohibition, it's a Tasefta in the Gemara, quoted in the Gemara. The whole prohibition is Nira Kimbasan Lachalas HaShabbos, Mach Nesatz Menamatzav Shal Pikuach Nefesh. So if it's Bemokah Mitzvah, we allow you if it's 3 days before Shabbos. But here it's on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you shouldn't do the Bris Milah because it's Vadai that you machnes yourself to a Matzav. There are two distinctions. Here it's on Shabbos. And it's a vadai. You're going to have to heat up the hot water later on. And there it's within 3 days before Shabbos, and it's not a vadai. It's a suffering. It may or may not. So there are two svaris lachale. And then, if you look carefully in the Balamor, you read it slowly, you see that that's not the real answer. That's a good answer also. But if you read the Balamor, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that distinction. That it's on Shabbos and it's a vadai. He says a different word. Balamor is alluding to a Gemara at the end of Pesachim. He does mention it, but he's quoting the Loshon from the Gemara. The Gemara says that bathing the baby with the warm water after the bris milah to prevent the baby from falling into a safek sakana, the Loshon Gemara is machshirei milah shel acher hamilah. There are machshirei milah shel lefnei hamilah, and there are machshirei milah shel acher hamilah. Machshirei milah shel lefnei hamilah means, let's say, the moel doesn't have a knife. So he's going to sharpen a knife, or he's going to manufacture a knife on Shabbos. Or let's say the knife is in one location, the baby is at different locations. You have to carry the knife to the baby to the knife. So that's called machshirei milah. That's not the actual bris milah itself. That's a hachana done in advance to enable you to fulfill the mitzvah of bris milah on Shabbos. A machshirei milah, shelefnei hamilah, is a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah. That's Reb Lezer in the Mila, Daf Kuf Lamed, 24 prokim in Masechus Shabbos. One parak is all about bris milah because it has all the dinim of milah decha Shabbos. Then it gives you all the dinim, roiv of the dinim of hilchas milah, pera not perik. So the perik begins with this machlokes Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. That Reb Lezer's opinion is, and not only is the actual bris milah decha Shabbos milah bizman, is decha Shabbos even the hachanas, manufacturing the knife, is also decha Shabbos. And we don't paskin like Reb Lezer, we paskin like the Chachamim. That only the actual mila itself is derech Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva formulates his disagreement with his Rebbe Reb Lezer, his Talmud of Reb Lezer Agadol. So he says, "Machshirim that's efshalas and bod yom. You could have carried the knife on Erev Shabbos. You could have sharpened the knife on Erev Shabbos, and you forgot to. So that's machshirim mila shefshalas bod yom. That's not derech Shabbos. Only the actual mila itself has to be done on Shabbos. That's derech Shabbos. So the Gemara. So normally." Machshirei milah means something done in advance of the bris milah to enable you to perform the bris milah, carrying the knife, manufacturing the knife, carrying the baby, whatever. Then the Gemara Balamor uses a lashon that appears in the Gemara in the Yad HaPsachim that there's such a concept as machshirei milah shel achar milah. How can it be machshirei milah shel achar milah? So the Gemara seems to assume, Balamor is clearly assuming, if the moel performed the bris milah and the baby dies because of the bris, so not only did you do wrong because pikuach nefesh is deicha the mitzvah bris milah, you weren't yotze the milah either. The bris milah has to be a successful surgery. If the moel does the bris milah and the baby dies because of the bris milah, not only did he kill the baby, not only did he murder the baby and he shouldn't have done the mitzvah, he's not even mekayim the mitzvah because it has to be a successful surgery. So if the baby is b'sakana after the bris and you have to be mechal shabbos to say the baby's alive, that's called machshirei milah. You're doing something after the bris to make the milah into a kiyum mitzvah. If the baby would die because of the bris, because he didn't heat up the warm water, and the infection was because he made an open wound, because he cut, so then it'll turn out that he weren't yotze the mitzvah milah. So the Balamor sounds explicitly that he's saying, milah bizman is decha Shabbos, but machshirei milah not decha Shabbos, neither machshirei milah shelifnei milah nor machshirei milah shelachar milah. So if you know in advance that by performing the bris milah on Shabbos, you're not only going to have to be mechal Shabbos for the actual milah, you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos later to heat up water. You know you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos for the machshirei milah. Then you never had to have to in the first place to do the mitzvah of milah. Milah is not milah bizman is decha Shabbos if it's only going to be the milah. But if you know there's going to be a machshirei milah, it's not because mach has nothing to do with mach nesatzmo lematzav shel dechias yisurim. Because the Makam Mitzvah, the Balamara seems to hold that that's Mutter. It's a different word over here. You're only allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Milah. For the Machshir Milah, you're not allowed to. So if you know in advance that you have no hot water, you're going to have to cook water, so you have no right to be Deicha Shabbos for the Milah, because you know it's going to be a big package. It's going to be a Machshir Milah also. Heating up the water later is Machshir Milah. Shalach HaMilah. So you had no hetter to be Mechal Shabbos at all. That seems to be the real answer to the Balamor. That's what he himself says. He doesn't give the other two chilukim, that by the bris milah it's a vadai and it's on Shabbos. Masheni can if it's 3 days before, it's not a vadai, it's only a suffik and it's not on Shabbos. He doesn't give that chiluk, he gives this chiluk.
So really only you have to say bris milah if you live? Like how long would you have to quantify that for? Like let's say like, I don't know, he got some infection and he lived for 5 years. Like, When do you say you're yotze? Like,
I mean, if you got an infection because of the bris,
like he doesn't die right away. Like, how do you say,
normal life? He has to live a normal lifespan. If it turns out that the baby dies and we can attribute the death to the surgery of the bris milah, that means that you weren't yotze the bris milah.
You weren't yotze. You have to do a couple of sounds that baby before you die.
What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is for here, that if you know in advance that you're going to have to be on Chal Shabbos and the Machshirim also. You're not allowed to. No, I don't think so. We have a minhag. Some goyim held that it's a real din. Some of the goyim learned that out from a drasha, from a pasuk. It sounds like they hold that it's a real din, that if a baby dies, a baby boy dies, and you didn't perform the bris milah, so you should cut off the or ha'orlo before you bury the baby. Some of them write as if it's a real din deraisa. We assume it's not a real din deraisa, a din derabanan. We assume it's a minhag. It's an old minhag. Some goyim distinguish, did he die on the eighth day, or did he die before the eighth day? If he died before the eighth day, then it's only a minig. If he died after the higia, Yom HaShmini, then it's Medina, that you have to perform the Bismillah. We assume it's never Medina. On a dead baby, to perform a Bismillah has to be a successful surgery. But the baby's dead already, so there's no surgery. Yeah.
I understand the distinction between the case of Mila and going on a boat. And the case where you're going, why is Machshiri Mila, which is also
Pikuach Nefesh,
Gara from, and let's say I'm going to Eretz Yisrael on a boat. So there's no mitzvah for me to make sure the boat doesn't sink. The mitzvah is for me to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's just the Hashem mitzvah. So it's also Machshiri mitzvah Aliyah L'Aretz. So, but that the Baal HaMor said, you're allowed to put yourself in why is Machshirei Mila Gara from Machshirei Aliyah L'Aretz?
So the way Rav Soloveitchik worded it was, in the yeshivas they say, if you know in advance, you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos for the Machshirim later, so you had no head to be Mechal Shabbos for the Mila either. You're only allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the Bris Mila, Bizman is Decha Shabbos, if you know, it's only Mila. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the Machshirim. So if you know in advance that they're going to have to be Machshirim later, you had no heter to be Mechal Shabbos for the Mila either.
And that's a special did by Mila?
Yeah. Only Mila b'zman is Decha Shabbos, Machshirim are not Decha Shabbos.
But Machshirim for other mitzvahs are also not Decha Shabbos. Machshirim
okay.
For Aliyah L'Aretz is not Decha Shabbos.
Okay.
So, but when I'm going to Buta to travel to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. That's a Hashem mitzvah.
Okay, so the Makam Mitzvah, I say, like the Ramban used the Loshen, Ein le mitzvah le mekayim b'shaita. I'm going on Aliyah, I'm going to do a mitzvah. And then it turns out that there was a problem on the boat, so I fell into a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Shabbos, so it's Mutter. I'm allowed to be Mechal Shabbos with Pikuach Nefesh. But here, by the Bris Milah, you have no heter in the first place to do the Milah itself is a Melach on Shabbos. You have no heter to do the Milah on Shabbos if you know that you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos and Machshirim as well. Because the din is Machshirim and Adecha Shabbos, so there's no heter to be Mechal Shabbos for the Bris, if you know you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos for the Machshirim also. It's all part of the Bris Mila. The Machshirim Shalach Mila, part of the Bris Mila. So Nachma, what did we learn? We learned the Shin Lamites Sif Beis. We were talking a little bit about rowing a boat. So you're not allowed to go swimming in a river if by splashing the water is going to roll dalaramas. The water may roll dalaramas into a karmelis, a dalaramas into a shusaram. What if there's a big chotzer and I have a swimming pool in the middle of the chotzer? So there's no problem of the water rolling dalaramas into the shusaram. So what's the issue over there? So then the Gemara said there's a din ein shoten al pnei hanohar, ein shoten al pnei hamayim. You're not allowed to go in a chovesh shel shayotim. You're not allowed to row a boat on Shabbos, even if there's an air around the whole area, there's nothing to do with Hoytzor, now that a row of boat, because Gzerish HaMisak and Chovash El Shayotim, something they break, and he may forget that it's Shabbos, and he may fix it. So not only did they prohibit rowing a boat on Shabbos and Yontov, they also prohibited swimming in a location where it's normal to row a boat. Where is that? That's a river. But let's say you have a swimming pool, and the swimming pool has walls around it, not like a beach. The swimming pool has walls that are perpendicular to the ground, regular, normal swimming pool. So that's not normal to use a rowboat. You may use a raft there, a plastic raft that you blow up. But you don't use a rowboat where there's a chashash, a fix in Chavish El Shayotim. So the Ike Gzera was not to use a rowboat. Gzera Shem Yisak in Chavish El Shayotim. So there, if it's a location where it's normal to use a rowboat, then you're not allowed to go swimming either. But if it's a swimming pool and it's not normal to use a rowboat, then it's mutter to go swimming. It's mutter, people will say, halachically, it's mutter to go swimming, because on this page, page 370 of Mishnah Berurah, if you close your eyes, it says over here it's mutter. Yeah, but there are other simanim in Shulchan Aruch. Halachically, you have to look at the rest of the Shulchan Aruch also. So there's an essay of Shabbosan. We said yesterday, the Gemara says Shabbosan Shvos, and the Ramban HaChumash writes in Parshas Hamor, and the Chasam Sofer has been mentioned in the Tshuva, then the Chelech HaShemishpot from the Hashmotas from Chelech HaRachayim, about the doctor who was called upon to be Michal Shabbos, take care of the Nochri, to go Chutz L'Tchum. So he says, many of the Dinim Derabbanon are really, there's no Iser Min HaTorah, it's not a Malacha Min HaTorah, but it's a violation of the essay of Shabbosan Shvos. Shabbos is supposed to be a Shabbos, it's supposed to have a Shabbos-dik atmosphere. What do you mean? The guy's going to go swimming a whole day on Shabbos? Where's the big day Shabbos? Where's the covered? Where's the yoinig? Where's the Shabbos-dik atmosphere? If a guy is all fashvitzed and he's all perspired, he has no air conditioning, okay, so let him dip in the water for 2 minutes and that'll come out. But to go swimming for a whole hour, you can't say it's halachically mutter. You look on one page, it's halachically mutter as far as Shin Lamites is concerned. But it's halachic, the other parts of Shulchan Aruch are also halachas. The essay of Shabbosan is also part of the Shulchan Aruch.
Doesn't Shulchan Aruch say that if young boys like to jump, then that's their oinik?
Normally you're not allowed to jump. Kfitza is also on Shabbos and Yonta, right? Na'asos chafotzecha, what is it? What's the Loshan HaPosek again? Masos derachecha. Derachecha means derech, to walk, right? Not allowed to jump. But people who enjoy it are allowed. It depends what age. If the people who should be using Shabbos for a different purpose, so then it's a violation of Shabbos and Shvos. If the younger children and they don't know how to use Shabbos for a better purpose, so then you don't say it's a violation of Shabbos and Shvos. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi that there was a city that was destroyed at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, and the people were basically religious there. The reason why they were destroyed, because they permitted the children to play ball on Shabbos. But they had an Erev, and halachically speaking, it's mutter. Halachically, if you look in Chelek Dalet, Hilchas Erev, and halachically it's mutter. But there's another page in the Shulchan Aruch about Shabbos and Shvos. So the whole city deserved to be destroyed because of the fact that they allowed, that's how the Yerushalmi attributes it, because they allowed the children to play ball on Shabbos Tercha Erev.
Doesn't it say that, like, in the end of, like, Shabbos or Erevin, I think Erevin, that maybe Shabbos, that that like Rav Yochanan was just like sitting in the bathtub, just like playing with the water and like masasik, like just like how are we gonna say that was like in the spirit of Shabbos? It wasn't just like because he needed maybe like get like you know cold or something. Playing with the water, it's like that's how like, that's the answer back, like masasik ba'amah.
I don't know. No, masasik about measuring. He was
right,
measuring
like,
how much.
He was obviously just like sitting around, like.
It probably means they didn't bathe so often. So Mustama, he hadn't taken a bath in half a year. And Mustama, everything was itching. So he dipped in the water on Shabbos to have an Einik Shabbos. He wasn't going to sit there for an hour. He sat there for 15 minutes and he cleaned off the dirt from his body. Yeah. What's Siv Gimel? Siv Gimel is Mishnais in the end of Beitza. Beitza talks about what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, and it's, on Yom Tov, then it says, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So it says you're not allowed to dance, you're not allowed to play musical instruments, mashmiya kol, and you're not allowed to dance, you're not allowed to play musical instruments, gezer shem yisakin klei shir. You're not allowed to dance, also gezer shem yisakin klei shir. Fine. You're not allowed to clap, you're not allowed to bang to keep the beat, all gezer shem yisakin klei shir. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rashi in one place, and Shabbos has another interpretation about Ein Metapchim. What does it mean, Ein Metapchim? So one pshat Rashi writes, Ein Metapchim, you're not allowed to clap to keep the beat, to keep the niggun. Another pshat is the person is clapping, crying, over in a state of mourning. So you're not allowed to demonstrate Avelos on Shabbos. That's a different din. Everybody agrees to that. You're not allowed to clap to keep the musical, the beat, because of the Gzeri Shem Yisakim Kleshia. Then the Ramah quotes a difficult Tosfos in Beitza Daf Lamed, is a famous Tosfos. Today, people dance and they clap and we don't prohibit them. So first reason, because we know they're not going to listen. That's only if you know for sure they're not going to listen. If there's a possibility, they will listen. Say, I'm supposed to be moicha. It's only if it's a vadeh. Then he says, "V'yesh amrim." That's the difficult thesis in Beit Zadaf Lamed. The mizman hazeh hakol shor. They know the bikim basiyas klei shir. Our pianos are much more complicated than their banjos that they had mizman hatanoim, and they could fix a layman could fix a klei shir. He may get carried away on Shabbos and fix it because he hears that it's off key. But yes, if you hear the piano's off key, you have to call the piano tuner on the phone. He's not going to be able to fix it on Shabbos. You can't fix it on your own. Our klei shir are so complicated. It's a milsa de lo shchicha, and maybe that's the reason why it's mutter. So that's a difficult thesis. That's what the Taz asked the Kasha. We have a klal in the Gemara and Beitza in the first paragraph. Whenever you have a nisa that was instituted for a certain reason, so they always made it as a loy plug, even in a situation where the reason doesn't apply, it's still prohibited. And even if you live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply, not only if you live in a generation where other cases the reason does apply, in some cases it doesn't apply, that's a loy plug, even if you live in a generation where there's nothing to make a loy plug about, the whole reason doesn't apply at all. Nobody has such simple kleshir bizman hazeh. So that's called davish b'minyan tzach mirachal atir. How do Tosfos say that it's muta? Very difficult. Very difficult. Years ago, one of the rabbis who used to teach here at the yeshiva was a character. So he published on the yeshiva, in a yeshiva publication, that in his shul, he was a prominent Orthodox rabbi in the New York area. So he published in his shul, he already allowed, there used to be a Rabbi Mendel Lewittis. He used to be a Muslim from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. His son is Joe Lewittis. Big Talmid Chacham. So the father was also Talmid Chacham. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik loved Mendel Lewittis. He was the only American who knew how to learn. All the others were Europeans. My father was European. All the others who knew how to learn were Europeans. And Mendel Lewittis was the only American who was Matzliach and learned. So Mendel Lewittis published an essay in one of the YU publications that you're not allowed to use Refuah B'Shabbos. And he quotes Perek Shmana Shvatzim, a whole Perek about Refuah B'Shabbos. So this other rabbi published in a different publication from YU, "Oh, in my shul I already permitted it based on the Tosfos. The Tosfos says about clapping, about dancing, about everything is mutar b'zman hazeh, because the reason doesn't apply." So this rabbi wrote that the reason Shema Yishachik Samamanim doesn't apply today, because if someone needs medication, so you go to the drugstore. The druggist may have to grind it. A druggist, someone's going to have to grind it. Anyway, so he said it doesn't apply. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was very upset. He said, "Ala Rishonim Anu Mitzar. We don't understand what Tosfos said. Tosfos said you're allowed to dance and you're allowed to clap. It's really not to be understood." The Minkatsha was a Chassidish Rebbe. So he writes in one of his chidus that the reason why you're allowed to dance today is because we dance with the Hislavus the Kedusha. So that's why there's no chashash that maybe the person will get carried away and do a malacha, because since it's Hislavus the Kedusha, so there's nothing to worry about. So Chacham Avadya makes fun. So he says, And the holy Tanoim didn't dance with the Slavas de Kedusha. Only we dance with the Slavas de Kedusha. What kind of baloney is that? That's what he taught us. So it's really problematic. It's not really a good heter. Mishneh Berurah says on Simchas Torah, Bekoshi they were Mekel, Mishneh Berurah said Kotneches. The Goyim were the ones who started in Bovel. They started Simchas Torah and Yontav Sheni Shal Goliath. So they write in their Chuvas, "Well, first of all, it's only Yontav Sheni to begin with. And secondly, since you're dancing and clapping the Kovet HaTorah, so since you're doing a l'kavod HaTorah, not stam b'makom mitzvah. If you have a chasen, the Mishneh Berurah says in ches, you shouldn't be mekel. But if it's l'kavod HaTorah, so then you're not chayshesh. Maybe the person will forget and do a shem yisakon klei shir. Forget and maybe he'll do a malach. Yeah, that's the shaila. Once the Jews moved back to Eretz Yisrael and they observed Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres, so you don't have the first step. The Goyim said, "Well, first of all, it's only Yontav Sheni to begin with, and secondly, it's L'kavod HaTorah. So you only have secondly, you don't have the first point." So that's the question. Is it right to dance and to clap on Shmini Atzeres and Eretz Yisrael, b'makom mitzvah? Why? Question is that Bizman HaTanaim, they didn't have Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah was introduced in the days of the Ga'onim, and in Eretz Yisrael they made the Siyam of the Torah once every 3 years. And Bovel, they made the Siyam every year on Simchas Torah. So that's the question. How can you say it was never included?
It's not even clear that the Ga'onim in Bovel was on the second day of Shmini Atzeres. It might have been the Shabbos before or after Sukkot.
Uh-huh. But in some of the Chuvas HaGa'onim, that's the way they write. Well, first of all, it's only Yontav Sheni, And secondly, it's l'kavod ha'Torah. You say that some of them had the Shabbos before or after. Okay, so it's for sure a problem. Yes?
The professor is saying that it was never, that the gezeira never applied to a situation in which people didn't know how to make it. Not that it used to apply and now we can answer.
What do you say? How did Tosis know?
That they never would have made a gezeira in this situation. Not that it's that they made the gezeira and the gezeira doesn't apply to the encounter.
Right. You see, in the Gemara, in Masecha Shabbos, you have the perek Bamei Isha Yotze. What is a woman allowed to wear? What kind of jewelry is she allowed to wear when she walks into the street? So the Mishnahs have that certain jewelry she's not allowed to wear because V'choshe Shem Adil Masholfa Mechavya. She may take it off in order to show it off to her friends. So then the Mishnahs have that on certain types of jewelry, the Gzera was never made, only on some kinds of jewelry. So then the Bali Atosis say that maybe B'manazeh, the meaning is that the woman never take off the jewelry. When a girl just got engaged, so a lot of times she'll take off the engagement ring to show it off. But married women, they never take off the jewelry. So then it makes sense to say, since the Tanoim themselves distinguish some jewelry, yes, some jewelry, no. So B'manazeh, all about jewelry falls under the category of the jewelry that's mutter. But over here, you never find in the Mishnayis that there is any kind of kleshir that you're allowed to play on Shabbos because there's no chashash. So that's the kasha. How does Tosis know to distinguish that since our kleshir are different, so you're allowed to play our pianos? That's another question. Did Tosis really mean to say you're allowed to play a piano? Also, Tosis just said you're allowed to dance and you're allowed to clap because that's already twice removed. You're allowed to dancing and clapping, you may play music, and then playing music, it may be off key, and then you may fix it. But if your mom is playing the music, that's already too much. That's too close to the gzeira. Shem Yisakin Kleshir. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That there's never even meant to be makel on the playing the music, Bismanazah. There's only meant to be makel on the clapping and on the dancing. But it's a shvera heta. It's a shvera heta. The question is it really called dancing? I remember once I was at a Shabbaton in Switzerland, Jewish Students Union, they call it. Anyone Jewish single between the age of 20 and 50 is called Jewish Students Union. So twice a year they have a big Shabbaton, and they all get together to try to encourage them that they should marry Jewish people instead of intermarrying. I remember that Shabbaton that I attended, there was one girl who was almost getting engaged to a non-Jewish boy. None of them were observant. Most of them are not religious. The Bnei Akiva come also a little bit. Aguda comes a little bit. But basically, Ruba de Ruba are not religious at all. But they didn't want the girl to intermarry. So they worked on it the whole Shabbos. They convinced her she shouldn't marry the non-Jewish boy. Yeah. So I remember at that, they had people from all over Europe. So there was a boy who was a choreographer, a dancer. They call a choreographer. So they were dancing around the table on Shabbos. So he said, that's not called dancing. Dancing is something else. He thought that that's not called dancing and that shouldn't be included in the Gzera the Rabban and the Bei Meraktim. The way we walk around in a circle, this guy didn't know anything. But, yeah, that's not called dancing. Only fancy dancing. Okay, good.
I never understood that pianos aren't the only instrument. We have guitars that everyone makes. You can tune a guitar, so... Was he not aware of that? Like, or is he just trying to find some way
to... Tosis says that our kelim, our instruments are hard to fix. Why is it hard to fix? The people themselves know how to fix it. I don't know.
He is tuning a piano really
in the second. If it's off key, and now you fix it, it'll be on key. Probably is Masake. No? I don't know. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Yeah. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes a long tshuva from the Zichron Yosef. Zichron Yosef was a rav in Germany. So he has a longer tshuva where he complains, a long bir halacha, where he complains about the boys and the girls having mixed dancing, and it's terrible, and one aver leads to another aver. They dance on Shabbos, and they dance with the girls, and they do all kinds of averis. A long, long bir halacha, okay, that's... Everyone should know you're not allowed to dance with girls. Yeah.
What are the different opinions about clapping to a song? Like some people clap in the Shina, some people say that it's mutter to clap regularly.
Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Rabbeinu Chanan Alam Beitzer quotes it. Ulasapik alach hayad is mutter. That's a chiddush. Even in Yerushalmi, Mishnah Berurah points out, even in Yerushalmi, it's one opinion. It's not so clear that we should pass like that. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbeinu Hanan, who says la halacha that it is mutter. But to play the piano kalacha yad, he's not permitted. He's not prepared to be mekel. He says that's only on clapping. If you're applauding a speaker, here they always applaud when they thank the waiters and they thank the chef and they thank the mashgichim. So they applaud. So mstama applauding is not included. The gzeri shemisakim kleshir is if you're clapping to keep an igin. Mashmiya kol al pi pashtus, we assume the gemara in the end of Erevin is only if it's mashmiya kol for an igin. Let's say a guy's knocking on the door, let me in. He's locked out of his own house, knocks on the door. So according to the Bavli, it should be mutter. The Rishalmi disagrees with the Bavli. That's where the Rif has a whole piece. The Rishalmi says that a person was once locked out of his own house and he was screaming, let me in, they didn't hear. So, and he wouldn't knock on the door because you're not allowed to be mashmiya kol, even though the knocking on the door was not derech shir. So the Rif there discusses how do you deal with the situation where there's a contradiction between the Bavli and the Rishalmi. So that's where he has his famous essay. Whenever there's a contradiction, we assume that the Chachmei HaBavli came later, so they knew everything that it says in the Rishalmi, and they paskin against the Rishalmi. Hilchus HaKabasroi. Why do we paskin Hilchus HaKabasroi? Me'abai v'rova ve'elach. In the earlier generations, they were really interested in working out the halachas, developing ideas. And from the times of Abai v'rova ve'elach, they were more halacha l'maisa oriented. Like in the European yeshivas before the Second World War, for 100 years, they weren't interested in learning Lasukish Maitza Libid de Hilchus. They were learning Gemara with Taisus. In recent years, the Chazon Ish introduced that motif that we should be a little more medactic when you learn Gemara to try to figure out how to be Baskin, not just to know that there's Asvara. Everything in the luften. No, you should nail down what's the halacha l'maisa. Learn a little more lasukah shmaitza libe de ilchus. That was in the days of the Amoraim. That was a change. With the days of Abai v'Rav Yelech, we say hilchus kabasroi because they knew what the previous generation said. They took it all into consideration and they gave a hachrom. So that's the famous riff. That whenever there's a conflict between the Bavli and Rishalmi, you paskan like the Bavli. So the whole thing is very questionable, whether historically is it really true that the Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Every so often the Gemara will allude to a story, and the Gemara won't tell the story, and Rashi tells you that the story appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So is that a proof that the Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that it says in Talmud Yerushalmi? They knew the story. The story was floating in the air. It doesn't mean that they read it in Talmud Yerushalmi. They heard the story about Peh. They didn't necessarily know everything that's in Yerushalmi. So it's a question whether the fact is true. Different books were written on this topic. Is it really true that the Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi? And then you have a lot of times where the Rambam paskens like Yerushalmi against the Bavli. The only Gaon writes like that. A lot of times they're difficult Rambams. And the Lech Mishnah stands on his head to be Miyashiv the Rambam. Sof Kol Sof Rambam is against the Gemara. So he said the Rambam was worried about it. Toisus Kasha, up. A whole binyan. Why? And then the Vilna Gaon says, no, the Rambam kedarka lipsika Yerushalmi neged Abavli become a mekaymus. Very often the Rambam paskens like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. So that's a big problem because we know that the Rambam always follows the Rif. The Rambam always follows, whenever the Rif has a different girsa, whenever the Rif has achra, the Rambam usually, ruba de ruba, follows the Rif. So how come over here he doesn't follow the Rif in the klal? The Rif says, a klal, whenever there's a conflict between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, we always paskin like the Bavli. And here the Rambam often paskins like Yerushalmi. Here the Vilna Gaon paskins like this Yerushalmi. This is the original Yerushalmi that the Rif said it on. So the Vilna Gaon holds, you're not allowed to knock on the door. We're mekel on that. You're allowed to knock on the door. You shouldn't use a knocker. To use a kli hamiyuchad lehashmas kol, that we don't permit, even though it's not derech shir. Let's say to use a baby rattle. So the baby rattle does make a niggin, but it makes noise. We allow the baby to do it. Why isn't that osa l'achila biyadayim? No, it's not osa l'achila biyadayim. The baby enjoys hearing the noise.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, that isn't osa knocker. Is the baby rattle okay?
Is one?
The Shulchan Aruch disagrees with the Rama about the knocker.
Right.
Is that the same svara for the baby rattle? That's what you need to start according to the Shulchan Aruch?
Yes, so we say even though Ashkenazim, many Yekas are mekel on the knocker, they just considered it uvda dechol. It's uvda dechol, so they have a separate knocker for Shabbos. Well, let's say if the weekdays you use a bell, on the Shabbos you use a knocker, so it's already not an uvda dechol. And those who didn't have a bell, so they had a knocker, so on Shabbos they had a separate knocker for the weekday. I don't understand fully why is it uvda dechol. that the Perez Zohar writes about that. A lot of Yekis, Perez Zohar was a Rav in Germany, so a lot of Yekis didn't accept this Ramah about not using the Naka. So they say, as far as also Lachila Biyadayim, how can you give a rattle to the baby? If there is some Paskim hold that it's Mutter, even though we are Machmer on it, you can't say that it's Mukzen, you can't say also Lachila Biyadayim. Baby has a right to be Mekel. Baby has a right to follow the Macham. Okay.
From the Lashon of the Ramah, he says first, in Siv Gimel, he says first, and then he brings close to the thing that it's with us, you shogi and blame, it's even things that the age only that is even with our nowadays. Would it be possible to just say that he himself isn't being made, that he thinks stop the age?
Right.
I'll take stop.
Right. Correct. That is correct. Yeah.
Can we possibly like the Rashba that there's no Lersafia by Yisuri Durabam?
That's a machlokes, right? The Rashba has a machlokes on the Rambam. The Rambam says also this is supposed to be a daim. You're not allowed to feed a baby, even kodem sheyigil lechinuch. So the Rambam says not only macholas asur is the rice, even only macholas asur is the rabban. And the Rashba disagreed. Yeah, but the minute usually is that we're machmer on that. Shalom is supposed to be a daim even in Isa the rabban. That's the end of this chelik and shulchan aruch. They have the whole din. Where's the shimem gimel about chinuch abanim? So they quote that machlekes. Well, also, the supposed to be a dime only applies to deraisas or even to rabbonim. Yeah.
Does whistling fall under
this? No, whistling it says is mutter. The Magen Avraham quotes that to whistle is mutter. That's not called mashmiya kol. Some have it in Yiddish. There's an expression that only goyim whistle. But the Magen Avraham says Jews can whistle even on Shabbos. How can you say only goyim fife and even fife and it's not true.
The requirement to wash out your mouth between dairy
and meat, because the baby don't do their own thing? Does it say what? You have to make sure if you're giving dairy to a baby, then he washes his mouth out before he has meat. It's probably not right to give at the same time. That's an Issa de Rabbanan. To wait 6 hours is only a minute, so there's no din also that's supposed to be a dime at a minute. Let's say Ashkenazim don't eat kidneys on Pesach. They're allowed to give kidneys to little babies. Chacham Avadya has a tshuva. He says, even Ashkenazim don't eat kidneys, but there's no osel is supposed to be a daim. And a minig is lower than a din de rabban. Unless it's a gilachinah. A gilachinah, you have to tell him. Not allowed to eat these kind of candies because it's kidneys. So waiting 6 hours is only a minig. So there's no din. You have to wait. You have to wait to feed the child 6 hours before you give him a bottle of milk. But 1 hour is, according to some, is a din de rabban. 6 hours is only a minig. 1 hour, some hold, is a din d'rabban. The Chasam Seifer says that to wait 6 hours, years ago, if a person had, ulcers, and he had pain from the ulcers, so they used to think that drinking warm milk helps it. In recent years, they discovered that it's absolutely lamala v'lamarit, and they have a cure, they have a treatment for the ulcers. But years ago, they used to think that that's the treatment, to drink warm milk. So the Chasam Seifer says that if a guy has a slight ache and pain, he's allowed to drink milk after 1 hour. Because since only 6 hours is only a minig, so slight ache and pain, you're not mechuyev to observe the minig. So the Kafar Chaim writes, that's only waiting the extra 5 hours. But the first hour, he thinks the Chasam Sofer would not be mekel, because that's already perhaps a din d'rabbanan.
What about between there and meat?
The other way. Also, you shouldn't have within 1 hour. That's how the Zoya sounds like it says. You shouldn't have meat within an hour of milk and milk within an hour of meat. If you wait an hour already, so Mistami won't have any milk in his mouth anymore. Mistami. If he finished drinking the milk an hour ago, Mistami won't have any more milk in his mouth an hour later.
Is the baby chayv to be
choshesh
for the tzar?
Is the baby chayv to
be choshesh for the tzar?
For what?
For the chomer of the tzar.
Yeah, if it's a real din de rabbanon, it's a real din de rabbanon. So if you hold like the Rambam, masal achila bi adai. Yeah.
We assume that from milk to meat is the real din de rabbanon.
That's a question. That's a question. Right. So some will insist on waiting. Some will insist on waiting an hour and benching in between, because the Zohar says you're not allowed to have leishiks and melchiks in the same meal. Al pi nigla, the Pashtus says that there is no such thing. You don't have to wait an hour, and you don't have to bench in between. That's a shot of the Lama Lohel has that. Is it considered Goren Brocha Shein Tzvicha? If the person has dairy on Shavuos, then he benches and then he washes again in order not to have the fleshiks and the milchiks in the same meal because of the Zohar. But according to the Nigla, it seems that it is Mutter. According to the Gemara, it seems it is Mutter. So is that a violation of Goren Brocha Shein Tzvicha? That he recites Birchas Hamazon, then he says Anatilus Yadayim, then he says Amaitzi, you're going to bench it a second time. Everything all over again. So yeah, the Malam El Hoyle has a whole tshuva about that. Is it permissible to observe that Chumra on Shavuos? Okay.
Isn't the Shalom
focus
in the early Akronim with the Na'ivu referring to Birchas Shein Tzvicha on Shabbos being mashlim the Me'abrachos?
Right, that's it. So maybe it's not Birchas Shein Tzvicha. If you need Me'abrachos, but he has a lot of Brachos. He has more than enough Brachos. Maybe? Okay. That's a question. Maybe it's not a Goren Bracha Shein Tzvicha. He needs the Bracha for the Mayor Bracha. So it's not a Bracha Shein Tzvicha. He wants to add up. It's a serious din. Mayor Bracha is a serious halacha. So somehow that's not called Bracha Shein Tzvicha. Yeah. What Siv Dalet? Siv Dalet is a Mishnah. Ain't done in B'Shabbos of B'Yontif. Why? Because it's Zeh V'Shem Yichtov. We're afraid that he's going to write. Not only ain't done him. Not only in Donim, even just to present the tainus of the case, because usually when the Baladinim present the tainus of the Dayanim, keep notes. So there's a Gzeir Hashem Yichtov. Gzeir Hashem Yichtov, the Masa Matan. Gzeir Hashem Yichtov, the tainus. Gzeir Hashem Yichtov, the Psak. Everything is a Gzeir Hashem Yichtov. Yeah. Then the Ramah says, well, Achein, Haya also Litvos al Hachnas Lebes Asur, Mishin is Chai Beza Oinish, Gedei Shala Yivrach. We're afraid a guy deserves a punishment, and we don't want him to run away. So we want to put him in prison to be able to punish him. So to put him in prison, to lead up to punishment, you shouldn't do that on Shabbos. That's included in Ein Donim. Others say it's not included in Ein Donim, it's included in the Savaresh B'chol Mashu Asechem B'yayim HaShabbos. We spoke the other day. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, writes that he lists off how many mitzvahs he's going to discuss in this section in Hilchos Shabbos. So he says it counts as two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah not to do malacha, one mitzvah shalol l'ha'anish b'Shabbos. What do you mean shalol l'ha'anish? Because the Gemara says, I would have constructed a kal v'chomer. There are two kinds of kal v'chomer. There's one kal v'chomer, if A is machomer, then B, and B has a chumrah, so A certainly has a chumrah. If A is machomer, then B, and B has a kula, and A has a kula, so B certainly should have that kula. You're learning from one din to the other. So that's a kal v'chomer. Then there's another kal v'chomer that's even better. If A is Mochabin and B, and B is Mochabin and C, so A is Mochabin and C. Tosfos calls that Yesh Bacham Masaimon. If A is greater than B, B is greater than C, A is greater than C. That's even a stronger Kavachim. Tosfos in Baba Kama gives you enough Geminus Lahalacha between this Kavachim and the other Kavachim. So Gemara says, I would have constructed such a Kavachim that administering Mises Bezdin is such an important mitzvah, the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, Im Izbechi Tikachen Olamus. If a person is a murderer, who had the Nami did any other aver for which he deserves Einish Misa, even if he's a Kohen and he's Makruv Karbanas, you stop him in the middle and you give him the Misa's Bezin, and even if he's the only Kohen in the, for a while now, the other Kohanim are not Bar Mitzvah, and the other Kohanim are all Tameh, and you'll have to be Mevatel, the Hakrovist Midim of himself for a couple of days, a couple of weeks. So be it. Misa's Bezin is so important. Is derech hakrovas kol hakarbonis, and some hakrovas, some of the karbonis, is derech Shabbos. Minim and mesafim, that's a korban shezman kavua, is derech Shabbos. So if A is greater than B, B is greater than C, A is greater than C. So if Mises Bezdin is derech hakrovas kol hakarbonis, hakrovas, some of the karbonis is derech Shabbos. So Mises Bezdin should be derech Shabbos as well. So it should be permissible. To administer Mises Bezdin on Shabbos, there shouldn't be any Yisr of Netilus Neshama. The Malach of Shechit shouldn't apply. So that's what the Gemara said, that's what the Pasuk says, Lo Savaru Eish, B'chol Moshve Seichem. Why does the Torah single out Havorev? Havora is one of the Lamates Malachas, so the Gemara Dafayin works on that. So the Gemara said, either because Havorev Lalav Yotzas, Havorev Lachalak Yotzas, one or the other. We paskin Lachalak, we don't paskin Lalav Yotzas, we paskin Lachalak Yotzas. But the Gemara in Yevamis, in the Sanhedrin, explaining why the word Moshe Sechem appears. Why does it say, L'Savarish B'chol Moshe Sechem? B'chol Moshe Sechem, that it applies even in Chutz Loretz. Of course it applies. The Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Kedushin distinguishes between Chayvus Karka and Chayvus Aguf. Whatever is a mitzvah, Tlui Baretz, and in Hagasal Baretz. Whatever is a Chayvus Aguf, it applies Bein Baretz, Bein Chutz Loretz. So what's the Chiddush that it says, you're not allowed to be Machal Shabbos, B'chol Moshe Sechem, even in Chutz Loretz, Pshita? So the Gemara says, no, Mechomash Vasechem doesn't mean Lerabbis Chutzlar. It means Lerabbis Moshe Bezdin. That Bezdin is not allowed to be Mechal Shalas either, even for the purpose of administering Mises Bezdin. Because it would have said A is greater than B, B is greater than C, Kamash Malon. So the Mogan Avram, he asks on the Rambam, in this Siman over here, on this Sif Dalit, he asks on the Rambam, why did the Rambam count it as a separate love in the Minyan HaMitzvahs in the beginning of Hilcha Shabbos? It's a mistake in Havamin. I would have thought that Mises Bezin is Decha Shabbos. A is greater than B, B is greater than C. Kamash Malon Pasik, that is not Decha, it's not Decha, so it's a Malacha. So it's included in the Yisra Malacha. It's just to reject the word Chomash Hosechem. It's not a separate law. It's just to tell me that the Kal V'Chaimer is wrong, that it shouldn't make such a Kal V'Chaimer, that it is an act of Chilul Shabbos, and you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even in Mokam Mises Bezin. So why did the Rambam count it as a law? So the Magen Avraham doesn't have an answer. So the later Gedolim write what the answer is, and they say it's really a Mechilta Rav Shimon Bar Yochai on Parshas Mishpatim. The Mechilta understands from this pasuk, and the Rama got it from the Mechilta, that there's an Issa Shalom Lahanish B'Shabbos. The Kal V'Chaimer is correct, that Mises Bezdin is Doich HaKrobos Kol HaKarbonos. There's HaKrobos Karbonos Ibez Doich HaShabbos, so the Mises Bezdin is Doich HaShabbos. And Bezdin will administer Mises Bezdin on Shabbos, they will not be considered Mechalei Shabbos. It is Mutter, the Kal V'Chaimer is correct. Pasuk tells me there's a different Issa, an Issa Shalom Lahanish B'Shabbos. And Hasvara Nosenes, that even to administer, the Rambam writes, even to give Malkus is awesome. So it could be that by Malkus there's a Malocha involved, because it's going to be bleeding. Eye's not going to use the dam that comes out, so they say the Rambam goes, L'shitasai, that he passes like a buta, the Malocha Shein Svichu L'gufa is their Eisa. So if you're going to give the guy Malkus, it's going to be bleeding, even though you're not going to use the dam, Yotzim Emenu, the Rambam L'shitasai would say that that's a Malocha their Eisa. Okay, so you can't tell from the Rambam that he says you're not allowed to administer Malkus on Shabbos. Could be Malkus is also Malacha Derais. But the Achranim suggests that it's probably, according to the Rama, probably also prohibited to put a person in Cherem. There's no Malacha at all involved in Cherem. He didn't die yet. If he would die, a Cherem is the curse, the guy should drop dead. If he would die on Shabbos, that would be a Malacha and Tilus and Shama. You put the guy in Cherem, he dies right away. It doesn't happen. He dies in another 20 years, he dies. And when he dies, we attribute his death to the curse of the Bezin. We tell the children that they don't observe Avelus, because in Harugi Bezin they didn't observe Avelus. So Chayim is a curse, the guy should die, it's a punishment, but right now no Malacha was done. So the Achranim want to say that the Rambam Shita is a Chiddush, the Rambam Avnei Nezer has this, and many others from the last 100 years have this. They want to say the Rambam holds that it's a separate issue, Shalom Lahanish B'Shabbos. So not to put the guy in prison would be also not only because they ain't done him, the Rambam says because they ain't done him. You can say because put in prison in order with an eye towards punishing him. So that's also an einish. To put him in prison is also an einish. Here Rabbi Kiveger writes, and the big Shulchan Aruch, let's say we know the husband is not a Shomer Shabbos, and there's a train that goes through the city, and the guy's going to abscond. He's going to run away, leave his wife in Aguna without a get. So we want to lock him up in prison on Shabbos to prevent him from running away. So he should give a get right after Havdalah. So Rabbi Kiveger quotes from the Achronim that that's permissible. That's not putting a person in prison. If it's an einish l'sha'avar, then it's called ein donim b'shabbos. Then it's called ein manishim b'shabbos. But if you put him in prison to be koifa ala mitzvahs, to be koifa him to prevent him from being ma'ag and his wife, or you put him in prison to prevent him from doing it aver in the future, that prison is not a punishment. So that's not included in ein manishim b'shabbos. That's Rabbi Kiveger over here. Right, Rav Soloveitchik had a suffix whether, let's say, the Bezin will force a person to pay knas on Shabbos. He thought that may or may not be an Issa Deraisa, because paying a knas, al pi pashtus, is an einish. Paying momen is not an einish, you owe the money. That's a difference. There's a gzera derabbanon. Piron achov is not permissible. That's the end of Siv Dalet. To make a person give pidyon aben money on Shabbos is an Issa, not only money, because money is muktzah. You can do pidyon aben. Eagles are the pidyamini, talas are the pidyamini. You can give a becha, you can give a talas for pidyan abed. It doesn't necessarily have to be a dvar muktzah. But to be pareah chob is also gzeir Hashem yichtov. Someone's going to write down that it was taken care of, it was paid already. So the prohibition against piron achob is only the rabbanon. So if the bezin will make a person pay money on Shabbos on Yontov, there'll be a violation of piron achob. That's one isa, but also raging. It was mistopic to say maybe there'll be a violation deraisa. If the bezin makes him pay a knas, a knas is an einish, but it's not an einish aguf. That's what he was mesupik. Whether they, according to the Rambam, this new isa eman isha mishabes, whether that applies to forcing a person to pay a knas. Used to be a prominent Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Mendel Kasher. In Europe, he was a prominent. He was the editor of a Torah journal in Europe. In the late years, he put out the whole Torah Shlema series. He was the one who made the Erev in Manhattan. Whether you like it or not, he made the Erev in Manhattan. So,
his granddaughter, I think, works in YU as a UP teacher.
Oh, really? What's her name?
Kasha Bennett. That's her last name.
Okay, nice to know. So he put out a sefer, among the others, one put out Haramam HaMechilta de Rashbi. He quotes a lot of Rambams where the psak of the Rambam is straight from the Mechilta Rav Shimon bar Yochai. That's not the Mechilta that we have. That's not the Mechilta that we have. So this is one of the pieces that he has along Arichas. He quotes the Avnei Nez and many others who say that the Rambam counted it as a separate lav. Lo Sivareish B'chol Mosh V'Sechem B'Yam Shabbos counted a separate lav. Shalom L'Hanish B'Shabbos. Even if the Yonish doesn't include any Chilul Shabbos, even just to be Matal Acherim. Basically, it's Davnei Nezer, but he quoted other Acherim, and he quoted Bahar Chove, the Mechilta de Rashbi. There was such a Sefer Rabbi Gorin put out, I think I must have mentioned, Rabbi Gorin put out a Sefer years ago, HaRambam HaYerushalmi. So he quotes many Piske HaRambam, where all the Noisei Kelim, the Lachamishna, mainly Lachamishna, they stand on head, they can't figure out how did the Rambam come up with such a Psak from the Gemara. So, and the Vilna Gaon says, no, the Rambam Paskin like the Yerushalmi become and become. So Rabbi Gorin made a whole collection, put out a whole Sefer, HaRambam HaYerushalmi. How many places did the Rambam Paskin like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli? So the Rambam says, if we want to punish a person, and we're afraid he's going to run away, Shalai Yivrach, we want to imprison him on Shabbos, that he shouldn't be able to run away, because we want to punish him. So the putting in prison is the haschalas ha'onish. So he's not allowed to be manish on Shabbos. Aye, but he's going to run away, and what's going to be? We won't be able to punish him. So farfal, if he runs away, ain't oleinu klum. V'im yivrach ain't oleinu klum. It's not our responsibility. What can we do? Okay. Ein mekatshin. You're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. Not allowed to be mekatshin isha because that's mekach u'memkar. It's not really mekach u'memkar. When you marry a woman, you don't buy the wife. It's not like the maskilim always made fun of the chachamim that they learn out kicha mistay efron. Just like you buy a farm, just like you buy a field, Avraham Avinu bought a field, so too you buy your wife. You don't buy a wife. It's a maisi kinyan, but it's not a chalois kinyan. It's a chalois ishus. The pasuk says koyin kik ne nefesh kinyan kaspa hu heim yochlu balachmo behemas koyin is ochelas betruma an ishus koyin. Is Achelas Betrum. So Gemara says, Arusa, the coin, even though the woman is not a Kohen, she's a Levi or Yisraeli, but she's married to a coin, so she's allowed to eat Truma. So Menatur, she's allowed to eat Truma, even if she only has Erisin. With the Rabbanon, they introduce a Chumra in the Mishnayis, Arusa, Ein Achelas Betrum, Ashe Tikonis Lechupa. But Menatur, the Arusa is allowed to eat Truma. So it's based on the Pasuk, Coin Kigne Nefesh, Kinyan Kaspo. So it doesn't mean Kinyan Kaspo. He owns the wife like he owns the Behemoth. The behemoth he owns, that's a kinyan moment. The wife he made a maisa kinyan. Uisha niknas, it's a maisa kinyan. Kedusha kesef, kedusha shtar. The Gemara says the same kesef is kind of a karka. It's a kinyan kesef, but the chalois is a chalois issue. It's not a chalois kinyan. So it's loy mekach. You're not allowed to make mekadosh and isha because it's a maisa kinyan. So it's prohibited. They prohibited mekach memka on Shabbos. They prohibited doing a maisa kinyan, even though chalois is not going to be chalois kinyan. And what if they already made the Kiddushin earlier and they just do the Hachnasa L'chupe on Shabbos? So it says that too is not permissible. Even just to do the Hachnasa L'chupe Sif Hei. Akoine says, Salman, because that's the Nisuin. You're not allowed to, even though there was Erisin before. Either Maisa Nisuin, the Nisuin is not a Maisa Kinyan. The Nisuin Alpi Pashta is not a Maisa Kinyan. Ayyadeh, the Nisuin. There are shibudim, there are reciprocal shibudim. The husband gets chusim from the wife and he gets obligated in certain things. So that's included in the gzera der rabbanon of mekach hamemka because it creates shibudim.
If kedushin is not a kinyan, it's not like formal, it doesn't have a chalos kinyan, I thought that has the taz bring a raya between the taz and the sma in the beginning of the question in front of that kesef, is it kesef kinyan or is it just... And every bit of it is correlated to Kesef and Zagbala that requires you to, that one prunta of it is corner of everything, and they'll pan back at some other point. And he brings it right from Kiddushin. And you see, it's something that has nothing to do with the Shavius or the value, but it's a Maisa. We found the Maisa Kingdom. So how does he bring a right from there to here if they're two different halos? Maybe in Kiddushin it works, so you can have, even though there's no dimyon between the Pruta and the Shavius of the Mecca, because they were not looking for halos of a Kiddushin. How can you bring that as a riot to explain regular?
The Gemara learns that Kiddushi Kesef from Kesef kind of by Karka. So if the nature of the Kenyan is different, so I can learn that one from the other. So you see that it's the same. There it's Kesef by the Kiddushin, it's only Kesef Kenyan, it's not Kesef Piron. So that shows that by Karka also it's Kesef Kenyan, it's not Kesef Piron. If you learn that one from the other, it should be similar. Yeah. So you're not allowed to do Kiddushin on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Nisuin. There the Mishnah lists off Ele Mishum Shvus, Ele Mishum Rishus, and Ele Mishum Mitzvah. Different things that they prohibit in the Rabbanon, even though there's a mitzvah, you're still not like Hafrashas Trumas and Mises. You're not allowed to be Mafrash Trumas and Mises on Shabbos and Yontif. So the Gemara asks a question on the Mishnah. It says, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha, that's a Rishus. To get married is a Rishus. Why is it listed under the Rishus? It's a mitzvah to get married. So it should say in the Mishnah, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah, you're not allowed to do it. Why does it put it in the category of Rishus? And the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is talking about a case. The guy has Yeshlo Isha Banim. He already fulfilled Piribiriviya, and he has a different wife. So this wife is neither getting married for the sake of being married. The Rambam holds in two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah to get married, one to have children. He already has a whole family with grandchildren. He does need the Piriviriviya. And he has another wife. So that's why the Mishnah lists Emekacha Mishabbos is Mishum Rishus. So this Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, what was the Gemara's question there? So Rashi says the Gemara was asking, why is it listed in this line in the Mishnah? It should be listed in a different line. The Mishnah has three parts. Ele Mishum Mitzvah, Ele Mishum Rishus, and Ele Mishum Shvus. So getting married should be a mitzvah which they prohibited. So why is it listed over there? Gemara says, because the Mishnah even covers the case where it's not a mitzvah to get married. Rabbi Natam in the Tosfos learns differently. And the Rama quotes this Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam learns, the Gemara was asking Akasha, why does the Mishnah say you're not allowed to get married, but he's doing a mitzvah, should be mutter. Gemara answers, you are right. If he's a young single guy, he didn't yet fulfill Piribiriviya, then he is allowed to get married on Shabbos. Whenever it's been Makom Mitzvah, you're allowed to. The Mishnah is only referring to a case where he has already fulfilled Piri Rivi, and he has another wife in addition. So he's neither fulfilling the Mitzvah Piri Rivi now by getting married, nor fulfilling the Mitzvah getting married. He has another wife at the time. But to get married the first time for a young person would be Mutter on Shabbos. So we don't really pass like the Rabbi Natam. We don't pass like that Rabbi Natam. We hold you're not allowed to get married. Even if it's the first time you're getting married, you didn't fulfill the Mitzvah yet. So the Rama says, "V'yesh matirim lekadosh echadein lo yishu banim rabbeinu tam." Dev shudhu adinamik nisa luchu peshari. The two prohibitions, erisin is also nisuin is also. So if the rabbeinu tam is matir, erisin probably matir nisuin as well. Probably, afagav to lekayim and ahochi. The Rama says, even though we don't pasken like the rabbeinu tam, but mikomakom the minig used to be in those days in Europe for many years till the Second World War. People used to get married on Friday afternoon, late in the afternoon, because they didn't have fleishiks all week long. They couldn't afford to have fleishiks all week long. It's too expensive. So, and the wedding meal was supposed to be fleishiks. So they had, the wedding meal was always Friday night. And they invited everybody to come to eat the anim. Everybody came to eat the fleishik meal on Friday night. So the meaning was they got married on a Friday afternoon. What happens? They arrange a wedding. And then the last minute, there's a hassle about how much nadan the girl's family is going to give to the boy before they get married. So sometimes he may back out from the shidduch. If it becomes shkia, and then you say, can't get married now on Shabbos, and I have to wait till after Shabbos. So over Shabbos, he may be so disgusted, the chas may be so disgusted, why they didn't give in to his request to give him more of a matana when he's getting married. He may back out from the whole shidduch, so that'll be a cause of aggravation for the boy and for the girl. So the Rama says, in such a situation, and there's going to be a hefsed moment, because they bought a lot of food for the wedding. So now the wedding is not going to take place. First of all, it's a Makom Mitzvah. So Rabbi Natam holds that it's a mutter but Makom Mitzvah. Ein lo isha banim. And then secondly, it's going to be a hefsed moment. And then thirdly, it's going to be a busha for the chasan and the kala. So Rabbi Biush lekala belachas and Rabbi Abusha said the combination of all three factors together. The Ramah writes that he thinks that there's room to be mekel. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayyadam. He thinks that it's only if you have all the three factors together. So that's a Mishnah Berurah your test. Ein Chayyadam ein lahakam b'chazarak nishma shlosha pratim. That is going to be a hefsed mammon because they bought so much food, and it's going to be a busha for the chasan kala, and the whole shidduch may collapse, may fall apart, and it's a makam mitzvah. Yeah. So this whole Ramah, because the Ramah himself did that, he has in the Chuvas Ramah. There's Meister Shahoy and Krakow once that's what happened. And I think the girl was the Yisayman, she had no father, and then they were afraid the whole Shidduch was going to fall apart. So and then the Ramah says, and it's only Ben Ashmashis anyway. So they all write, there was Seisa Kachavim, it was hours after the Shkia. It wasn't Ben Ashmashis. The Ramah wrote that. It's only Ben Ashmashis anyway. It wasn't true. They say it was the middle of the night. And he put a chuppah. He had a chuppah on Friday night. So that's why he's so touchy about this. It caused a big furor. So that's why he writes this whole arichas here in the Shulchan Aruch. But then he says on the top of page 372, you should arrange in advance that it shouldn't happen. And the Mishnah says you're not allowed to perform chalitza on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because normally after the chalitza is finished, so the Bezin writes a Shtar Chalitza. The Gemara has the text of the Shtar Chalitza. And Daf Lamed Tesa Mebeis in Yibam. He used to write a document. This is Tasetain that the girl had Chalitza. She's permitted to remarry. So it's Gzeirish Emi Yichtov. Just like Mechach HaMemka is Gzeirish Emi Yichtov. So Chalitza is Gzeirish Emi Yichtov. Velo Miyadmim, you're not allowed to perform Yibam. Because Yibam, Yibam Yavala, the Kachal Ali Yisho. That's like Emi Kachim. Yibam constitutes the Kiddushin. The ain konsa means you're not allowed to do nisuin, even though you already did erisin. You're not allowed to do nisuin. What constitutes nisuin? So we usually assume standing under the canopy accomplishes the nisuin. So the Mechaber quotes in Sifhei from the Talmud Yerushalmi. There's a Tosfos in the first parak in Yuma quotes this from the Talmud Yerushalmi. Hakoyne says Salamana lo yava le abir rishayna lo b'shabbos lo b'yontif. Why? Because standing under the canopy is not koyne nisuin by an almana, by a basula. It is koyne. Standing under the canopy constitutes nisuin. There are different opinions what constitutes nisuin. So we usually assume standing under the canopy. Why? So that itself, there are two different explanations why. So some say because the pasuk says, "Uferasta knafecha ala masecha," so that it should be cloth. The canopy should consist of cloth. Really, what you should do is you should put a talus on top of the heads of the chasan kala. That's how many Spartans do. That's how many Yekis do. That's literally. For us, the kanafecha la masecha, that's the way they used to do years ago. But in recent years, they have to book a hall, they have to book a photographer, they have to book a caterer, and so on. So they have to set the date in advance, and then they invite people from Arba Kamfasar, so the people come for the wedding. So what are you going to do if the girl becomes a nida? So then you can't put a talus over the head of the chasan kala together. She didn't go to mikveh. So they changed the meaning. Said, "What? You got to put a talus when she did go to mikveh. Didn't go to mikveh. Not going to put a talus. That's going to be embarrassing for the girl that didn't go to mikveh." So they changed it. So instead of putting a talus, so they put the talus up on top, and that has to be cloth. That's where some hold you shouldn't have a chuppah that's made of wood, a chuppah that's made of twigs or something, or plastic. Should dafke be cloth because it's based on the din. Uferastan kanafecha ala masecha. Uferastan kanafecha is a Megillah Suz. Where does it say in Chumash? So in the Chumash it says in Parshas Mishpatim, Liyam nachri liyimushal amechera bevigdei bo. So the Gemara says, Kimish apiris talisa aleho. The Gemara understands, bevigdei, the pshuto shal mikra, he was bogate in the girl. He didn't marry her. The Odon didn't do yiud to the Amo Hevriya. The Gemara has a Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation. B'vigdei bo, not miloshin b'gida, rather miloshin beged, kim shapiris taliso aleho. Once he does yiud, then he's not allowed to, the father's not allowed to sell her as an amayvi again. So you see from the Chumash also there's a concept of piris taliso aleho. So some hold that the chuppah standing under the canopy, the chuppah is kaina because it's cloth on top. Others are mekel, it doesn't have to be cloth. It can be plastic, it can be wood, it can be twigs, whatever. Why? It's not based on Piris Talis or that. It's rather, it's a Tzuris HaPesach. You look in Ebenezer, that's Simen, where the Ramot tells you to look. Simen Samach Gimel, whatever. So that simon, so there's a long commentary on the bottom of the page called the Eze Mikodesh on Eben Ezra. So he has this long arichas that the whole concept that the standing under the chuppah is koine, because it's cholik rishus bifnei atzma, because the four poles constitute a tzeres haPesach. In Hilchas Shabbos, if you have koine mikam, koine mikam, koine agabeim, that's called the tzeres haPesach. And the din of tzeres haPesach is negeh to mezuzah also. The Gemara makes an equation. Whatever is called the tzeres haPesach for mezuzah is called the tzeres haPesach for Shabbos. So the purpose, the idea by Shabbos is that it's makif the makam, it's considered a separate room. So here also, if the chosen is machnas lekala lir shuso, then she's called an esua. And arus says an eshes ish lo be beis habal, and esua is an eshes ish be beis habal. That's why whenever it says beiso, beiso zu ishto, it only refers to esua, it doesn't refer to arusa. That's the Gemara Newman, daf yud gimel. That the kain gadol on Yom Kippur has to be married with nisuin, because it says v'chipa ba'ado b'yad beisa beisa zuishta, and beisa zuishta is only nisua. She's an arusa, she's not called beisa. So the chupta consists of hachnasa l'vishuso. So what the purest halisa allowed? That's nothing. No, you have to have hachnasa l'vishuso. Where's hachnasa l'vishuso? So the Vilna Gaon holds and Chacham Abayi holds when they go home at the end of the whole dinner, when they go home 5 hours later. So what are they saying, the brachas now? Oyva. They say the brachas nisu in 5 hours before they're going to go home. So Chacham Avadi raises it in the tshuva. He writes, he's going to write about it somewhere else. I don't know where he writes about it. He writes, ain't kamak l'har. I'm going to write about it somewhere else. Maybe he has it somewhere else. I don't know. So by the Ashkenazim, they hold the standing under the chuppah. The chuppah is supposed to be constructed in such a way that it's a tzoras haPesach. So the chosin is machnas l'kala l'irishuso. So that's what some achrenim interpret in this Yerushalmi. In Sifei, HaKoneh says Almana lo yov aleha b'irishena, because the chuppah is not koneh for Almana, it's only koneh for psula. What's the difference? Why is chuppah koneh for psula and not koneh for an Almana? So some achrenim say, because the psula used to get married tachas kippas harikia in order to invoke the blessing of kol yeh zarecha, kechoch v'yashamayim. So if you have a chuppah outside, it says chalik v'shus b'fnei atzmai. But an almana, she's 65 years old, an almana. Not 20 years old, an almana. Her husband was killed in the Israeli army. She's 65, 75 years old. She's remarrying. So she's not interested in invoking the blessing of kol yeh zarecha. She's too old to have babies now. So since the chuppah used to be inside by the almana, they used to get married inside of the building. So then the walls around the building swallow up the whole rishus inside. And the chuppah in the middle of the room is not chalik rishus b'fnei atzma. That's what some achrenim understood. That the minig that the Ramah mentions in Eben Ezra, that a young girl gets married tachas kippas or rekiah in order to invoke the blessing of kol yeh zarecha v'yotzi yos hachutza, so akachavim tuch alisbar oisim kol yeh zarecha. So that was a minig bizman ha-Yerushalmi. That was a minig kodim from the days of the Talmud Yerushalmi. And by an almana, they never got married outside. So that's why chuppas almana is not kainah.
So if you do a chuppas talas, then an almana would have?
Yeah, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that we really don't paskan like this, Mechaba. Reb Chaim Volozhin makes fun of these achrenim. He said, why does it make a difference whether you get married inside the house or you get married outside? The achrenim said it makes a difference. Reb Chaim Volozhin makes fun of it. Why does it make a difference? Said that. B'chari, that's the reason why. They say, the chup is chelik v'shus b'fnei atzma if it's out in the street. But if it's inside a room, so the walls of the room swallow up everything, and the walls of the chup are not chelik v'shus b'fnei atzma. So many achrenim disagree. And they say they don't think that's what it means in Mishnah. Just the meaning was that they didn't have a nisuin. Nisuin was the bir rishayna. So you're not allowed to do. The Gemara has in the first parak of Ksuvah, the Gemara has a discussion that you're permitted to do bir rishayna on a besula on Shabbos. Why? Because of dam besulim. So maybe it's a psikreishay, maybe dam rishayna miskaven is also, maybe it's a psikreishay, maybe it's ain't tzvicha legufa, maybe it should be mekel b'makom mitzvah. Whole discussion. What's with the malacha of Chovel? Because he's causing the dam psulim to flow. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes Yerushalmi, no, even Akaina says Salmana, the Biri Shaina is not Hasharas psulim. She has no psulim for many years already. The Biri Shaina is the Nisuin, so to do Nisuin is Ein Koinsim. You're not allowed to, because that's also included in Mekach and Memkar. So that's how we paskin. Muta live of psula betchila b'shabbos, that it's a Dov Shaina Miskaven, it's not about Dov, it's not a psikreshe, that there will be dam besulim, But also live on a salmana b'shabbos, even though there's no problem of a dam, it's a problem of ein machnisen, because by the ein konsim, because by the almana, the chuppah is not kinder. They didn't do a chuppah, so you got to have dafke. The beer rishayna is going to be the kenyan. So chuppah sheni roi lebiya, right? So the Rambam says only biya chuppah haroi yichud haroi lebiya. Yichud sheni roi lebiya, it's no good. The Rambam holds that it's either biya or yichud, and others hold it's not yichud. Chuppah because of parasta and kanafrecha la masecha should be cloth, or the others disagree and they say no, like the Eizem Mikodesh says that it has to be a tzuras haPesach, and it's a hachnasa l'rishusa. Even though the masada kedushin is there, it's understood this is the chosin's cheder. And he gets the kala to come into his cheder, so that's hachnasa l'rishusay. Even though there are other people, so according to the Rambam, is not good. The Rambam holds you need dafke yichud haroi lebiyim.
Also, according to this, should someone be mapping
while
beginning the
Pesach? Right, that's what the Eizem Mikodesh complains about. Years ago, they used to use the peroiches in the shul for the chuppah. So they used to have four metal rings in the four corners, and they used to hold the four with four poles. They held up the four metal rings. And the days of the Gemara, the Parochas was considered Tashmishi Kedusha. Because the Easter, it was often the practice, they would take off the Parochas on Sheni Machamishi and Shabbos, they would take it off of the Aron Kodesh and put it on the Shulchan, put the Sefer Torah on top of the Parochas. So the Parochas was Tashmishi Kedusha. It's already many centuries that we don't do that. So the Poskim say in the Aridei, Hilchas Sefer Torah, that the Parochas today does not have the status of Tashmishi Kedusha. It's Tashmish to Tashmish. It's twice removed from the Sefer Torah. Because the Aron Kodesh, the wooden Aron Kodesh, or the metal Aron Kodesh, is the Tashmishi Kedusha, and the Parochas is Meshamish to Aron Kodesh, which in turn is Meshamish to Sefer Torah. So since the Parochas is twice removed from the Sefer Torah, so Tashmish does not have the status of Tashmishi Kedusha. So years ago in the days of the Gemara that the Parochas had a status of Tashmishi Kedusha, he wouldn't be allowed to use the Parochas in Shul for a chuppah. You're not allowed to use it for Tashmishi Chol. But now in recent years that it has a status of Tashmish to Tashmish, so you're allowed to use it. So that's why many Parochas have the four rings in the four corners. So the Achrenim complained about it, that's not acceptable for Tzuras HaPesach. Because at Tzuras HaPesach you have to have Kana Mikana 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 Al Gabayim. And here there's nothing Al Gabayim. Because the circle goes like this, and the edge of the beged is a quarter of an inch away from on top of the, nothing is at all on top of the poles. So that's why many years ago they used to have a museum here downstairs. Now the museum moved to the middle of Manhattan, the YU Museum. But for many years it was downstairs. I used to go visit once every 3 years when they changed the display. So they once had a display of parochas from all over the world. So they had parochas that had four slits in the corners in a diagonal fashion. So the tour guide was asking, does anybody know why it has a slit in the parochas? And nobody knew. So the woman explained, because they used to use it as a chuppah, and you have to have kanam kama, kanam kama, kan al gabayim. And if you're going to have the rings, the metal rings in the corners, it's not going to be nothing al gabayim, going from the top of one pole to the top of the other. They made the slits in the cloth, so the cloth goes on top. So the cloth on top of the two poles, that was the kan al gabayim. That served as the tzuras
haPesach.
What should be lachzukei tikra?
The poles are holding up the chuppah. It's holding up the whole roof.
I don't know. It's an interesting question. Okay, got to work on that. Good. What's the next min? Loi magdishin. By the time the letter chagin, loi magdishin. Not allowed to be magdish anything to the base of migdosh, because by declaring hareza hegdish, it changes in ownership. Yeah, so here the Mishnah Berurah quotes that a lot of Rishonim quote to Rabbeinu Chananel, who distinguishes between Harezu and Harei Alai. To say Harezu is Mekach HaMemke, changing the ownership. To say Harei Alai, that's okay. Like a person pledges to give money to Tzedakah, to make an appeal on Shabbos. A guy pledges to give money to Tzedakah, so that they claim there's no violation of a Magdishin. Only if you're Magdish at the end, that's Mekach HaMemke at the end. But to be Magdish, to pledge an amount of money to Hegdish, that's okay. So the Ran on Beitza, not Mishnah, the end of Beitza, Daf Lamed Vav, the Ran quotes Akasha, but the next line in the Mishnah says, V'loi Marichin, if the guy says, Erki Alai, Erko Alai, Erich 20 Alai, so that's a Harei Alai. So why does it say v'lo ma'arichen? So don't you see the fairest that Hari Alai is also awesome? So if Hari Alai is also because Hamir also the Gebar Kim Sirasa the Adidami, it makes a Shibut, so it's also Kenyan. So how can you make an appeal on Shabbat? How can a guy gets an Ali and says Babusha Nodar, he pledges to give money to the Shul? Why is that an Isar of Lai Magdishin? So the Shilta Gibarin comes to the rescue. Shilta Gibarin, I think, in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara talks about after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's not proper to be Magdash anything, because Sheyov Ledei Takola. What are you going to do with it? If you're Magdash, someone's going to be Nenem and Hegdash, there's going to be a violation of the Elah. So the Shilta Gibarim says, when a person says, Erke Alai, is not a Hare Alai. Hare Alai would be Mutter on Shabbos. When he says, Erke Alai, he's Magdash himself with respect to that he's Mukhiv to be put himself in a Hegdash. If I say, Erkecho Alai, I'm Magdash you with respect to my being obligated to be paid to you in a Hegdash. So the Mela, every case of Erechin is a Hare Zu. It's not a Hare Alai. That's a wild idea. Pashtun says that it's utterly ridiculous. It's not to be understood. The Mabit has a commentary on the Rambam. You have the Kesem Mishnah. And the Mabit was in the Bezdin together with Rabbi Yosef Kara and Sfat. They had disagreements in Halacha, a lot of things. But they both wrote commentaries on the Rambam. So the Mabit wrote the Sefer Kiryat Sefer on the Rambam. See, he writes the same wild ideas, the Shulta Gemara. How two people in two different parts of the world came up with the same wild idea is not to be understood. And when you say, Erko Allah, you magdish the person and you mukhiv to pray to him, woo! Egon the magdish, Davish Enishalai says, no, I can't be magdish you that you should be hegdish, but I can be magdish you with respect that I'm mukhiv to be pray to you. That's a wild notion. That's to defend the Rabbeinu Hanan. Rabbeinu Hanan says, a magdishin is only harizu, hari alai is mutter, because there's no bien. So what's a marichin? So to defend the Rabbeinu Hanan, so they say, erichin is always the harizu. Many Rishonim ask the question, how do you make an appeal on Shabbos? So they say, it's only mutter because it's such a big shas hatchak. That's why we allow it. A magdishin, sometimes we do allow it. Let's say, the Gemara tells the story, Erev Pesach was Cholias B'Shabbos, and the people didn't know whether they're supposed to bring Korban Pesach, whether Korban Pesach is Decha Shabbos. So then Hillel showed up, and Hillel said, it's Decha Shabbos. So nobody was magdish to Korban Pesach, because they thought it's not Decha Shabbos. Hillel said, no, they should. What's the heter to be magdish it? Magdish to Korban Pesach, that's a Machshirei Korban. Machshirei Korban are not Decha Shabbos, only the actual Hakrovas HaKorban. The answer is to be magdish the korban in order to be magdish today, that we do allow. So that's what some rishonim say. We say really a magdish, and you're not allowed to pledge money to give to tzedakah on Shabbos and Yontif. But if the yeshiva is $400 million in debt, so then you're allowed to make an appeal. But if it's only $1,000 in debt, you're not allowed. If they're not in debt, you're not allowed to make an appeal, huh?
Only
$1,000. Yeah. They say that why you was $400 million in debt. I can't count somehow. Okay, because they're not sure. There may be a mistake in a zero somewhere. They're still trying to investigate.
Isn't the error a specific amount of money depending on the age? So then it's like a
Hari Alai. Hari Alai, right? That's what they yes, Hari Alai. Sakna Ben Achananel say La Magdishin is only Hari Zu. Hari Alai is Mutter. No, but the Emarichin is a Hari Alai. So to answer that kasha, so the Ran rejects the Reira Chanan. He says he's wrong. Hari Alai is also asa. How you make an appeal on Shabbat? Only if it's absolutely in tzorah. If the tzedakah is really greatly in need. And to defend the Rabbeinu Chanan, so that's what the Shilta Giborim and the Mabit, they came up with this einfall. Whenever you say Erech Alai, Erech Pleni Alai, it's really a Hakdosha Hari Zu, and you're mechuyev to be paid to him, and how much do you have to give? So the Chumash tells you how much to give. That's what you pay to him with that money. Loi machrimen is cherme govoya. He say a person donates his gemara as cherme govoya. He donates it to Hegdish. Okay. Loi machrishin shumas amaisa says two reasons. The Rambam said two reasons. One reason is because misakin mana, because before your mafish it was tefil, you weren't allowed to eat it. Now you are allowed to eat it. The other reason is because it's mekach hamemkar. When your mafish shumas amaisa, the truma belongs to shevet kuhuna. And the Ma'aser Rishon belongs to the Shevet Levi. So the Hafrasha, the Kriya Shem, is an act of Haknoah. So it's a violation. The Rambam quotes the two reasons. We discussed the Taisus and Gittin, Daf Lamed Aleph, explains also assumes like the Rambam that you have to have two reasons. Then it says you're not allowed to do pidyon aben on Shabbos. Who's the one that says you're not allowed to do pidyon aben? Let it test. Is the Rivosh. So that's what one of the Gedolim in Europe writes, that Dovah me pre-bitno shel ha-Rivosh yotzom. He says Medina de Gemara was mutter to do pinyon aben on Shabbos. It's a chumer from the Rivosh. He was the first one to invent it. Maybe the minig was not to do it, but Mikra Dina should really be mutter, because pinyon aben, he gives two different reasons. One reason is because you're not allowed to do piran achov gzeirah shem yichtov. That's a Gemara in Perek Shoyl, at the end of Shabbos. Not allowed to pay up the debt, gzeirah shem yichtov. Someone told me on Maisa, his babysitter, he owed money to the babysitter. And the babysitter, non-Jewish babysitter, said, she'll come over on Friday night and she'll come pick up the money. So he was going to leave the money in the drawer and tell the babysitter, the money's in the drawer, she should take it. So we looked in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to. That ain't piran achov is not only us, if he do be adayim, if he's shown where the money is and the guy picks up the money, it's also a violation of doing piran achov. So the Rivosh gives one reason why you're not permitted to do pinyan ben on Shabbos, because it's a form of piran achov. So this is very difficult, because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the first parak, you can give pinyan ben money, mikra adin, you can give it, matana menos lahachzir. Let's say I borrowed $1 million from the bank and I come to pay up. And I'll pay back the $1 million to the bank. I'm matana menos lahachzir. So the Nesiva says, you're not yotzei piran achov if you give matana menos lahachzir. So how can you be yotzei pinyan ben matana menos lahachzir? See, it's not really piran achov. It's a mitzvah nesina. So since a matana menos lahachzir is called a nesina, so yotzei. So why is it also to do pinyan ben? Why is it also to do pinyan ben? So the other reason that there is one reason he gives, the Rivosh gives the two reasons. One reason is piran achov gzeirah shem yichtov. The other reason is you're kind of the baby. The baby belongs to the kohanim. When you give the money to the kohen, you're kind of the baby. You're not kind of the baby. It didn't belong to the kohen. The whole thing is shver. The minig is when you do a pinyan aben, so the kohen asks, "But my boy is tvei. Which would you prefer to have? Would you prefer to have your $5, or you prefer to have your baby?" So then you say you prefer to have your baby. So then the kohen says, okay, I'll sell you the baby for 5 sloy. So all the poskim say, that's the nusach that was composed by the gainim is not to be taken literally. If the kohen says, but my boy's tvei, and the father says, I prefer to keep the money, and you keep the baby, so you're not yotzei pinyan aben. You're mechuyev. The Mishnah says, even if the baby died after laman yom, you're mechuyev to give pinyan aben money. It's not. You're not buying the baby back, and it's not a piran achav. And the both reasons that the Rivosh gave are very difficult. And the pashtus is the Mishnah, the Gemara says there, if you losh isa biyantif, then you're permitted to be mafresh chala biyantif. If it became tevel on yantif, then you're permitted to do the hafrosh. You're permitted to do the nesina, the chiyuv to give the matan skunim as chala on Shabbos yantif. Then you're allowed to. So pigina ben nechiyev, the yom laman alf is on Shabbos yantif, mikra din should really be mutter. So we're machmen that we don't allow it. Okay. Hear that in the tshuvas of the Beis Aharon, that's Rabbi Aaron Walkin, he was the Rosen Pinsk before the Second World War. So he wrote a tshuva. Someone mistakenly said they made a pinyan aben on Shabbos by mistake, so the Rav Paskin, you're not yoitz even b'dievet, said brochel, I told you have to repeat it on Sunday. So he says that's utterly ridiculous. The last line in the Shulchan Aruch Yosef Dalet writes, if he did the pinyan aben on Shabbos, how can you say not yotze b'dievet? That's ridiculous. And he says the whole thing is a chumer from the Rivosh, that the Beis Aharon has that chumer, not to do pinyan aben on Shabbos. Then it says, hey megarshim, you're not allowed to do gerushim. Tosfos quoted as if hey megarshim is a Mishnah. So they say a Tosefta, Mishnah. We don't have it, not in the Mishnah, not in the Tosefta. But Tosfos claims that it's also included in Mekach HaMemka, because it's a kinyan shtar. He's not makna the wife to herself. He didn't own the wife, and he's not makna the wife. But it's a kinyan shtar that makes a chalois gerushin. So you're not allowed to do it. Elim kein who gets shchid meira the takef le'alma. That's the Gemara, the beginning of Perek HaZorik. The first Omid Beis in the eighth Perek in Gittin tells the story. A man wrote a get to give to his wife, and then he got deathly sick on Shabbos, and he was going to die. He was going to die, so she's going to need chalitza. So he wanted to spare her from the agony of having the chalitza. So the Gemara says they arranged that he should give the get on Shabbos. So Tosfos says normally you're not permitted to give the get on Shabbos, but the Mokam Igun, she shouldn't be an aguna who should require the chalitza. So the Mokam Igun we are Mako, to do the get on Shabbos.
Pinching a pin.
We do the 31st day. Machlokes HaTanaim. We do the 31st day. Yeah.
So mitzvah derabbanan. No, that's the rush, right?
Yeah, pinya ben is a mitzvah derabbanan.
So how can come and say that you should not do it?
You should wait on it tomorrow.
Like, so is that because if the thing is you're supposed to do it on the 31st day?
That's a machlekes. See, Mila Bizmano is clearly a greater kim than Mila Shleibizmano. Mila Shleibizmano is not Decha Shabbos. Mila Bizmano is Decha Shabbos. What about Pinyan Abdem Bizmano as opposed to Pinyan Abdem Bizmano? Is it just Reza Magdim Le Mitzvah, do it the earliest available opportunity, or is it more than that? It's like Pinyan Abdem Bizmano as opposed to Mitzvah Bishlei Musa. So there are a group of Rishonim and Achronim who hold that Pinyan Abdem Bizmano is an added kiyum. It's usually assumed that it's not like that. Usually assumed that it's just Reza Magdim Le Mitzvah. So that's a shayla. If the Yom Lamed Aleph was on Shabbos, so when do you do the Pinyan Abdem? Do you do Matzoi Shabbos, or do you do it Sunday? So the difference, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says one way, and the Chayyadim says the other way. Either way is acceptable. There was a case over here. Rabbi Tendler got all excited. Never heard of a Pinyan Abdem. They arranged for the Pinyan Abdem on Matzoi Shabbos. Rabbi Tendler got excited. Never heard of a Pinyan Abdem Balan. Half of the Achrayim say you do the Pinyan Abdem on Matzoi Shabbos. Yeah, if you hold not so, we have a meaning not to do Pinyan Aden Balayla. They give six different reasons why not Balayla. All the reasons are Shvacha reasons. But if it's Yom Lamed Aleph is on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so many hold you should dafke do on Matzoi Shabbos.
Is making a kinyan for giving a present, is that also aser because of Shema Yitzchak?
That's 2 days in the Mogen Avraham where the giving of Matana is included in the Yisur Anat. So that's why now... if the rabbi wants to present a bar mitzvah bochah with a siddur or a chumash, so the many shuls they do a zochel yadam shleib b'fanav on erev Shabbos. Someone picks up the gift on behalf of the kid, and then the rabbi says the gift has already been nikna to you, whether you like it or not. It was already nikna on erev Shabbos, and we're giving it over to you. It was already koina on erev Shabbos to avoid violation according to that opinion. It's 2 days in the Mogen Avraham here.
What?
Food. Same thing, not to be makna food. If you give the dalan minim on yontif, a matanam anos lahachzir, so then we're makel because you need shalachem, and the first 2 days yontif we need shalachem. So some rishonim say, what's the problem? Matana is not a problem. Other rishonim say, no, the Bahag says it is a problem, but for makam mitzvah we're makel.
So I'm saying, you're going to give a gift to someone, you're giving dessert.
Right, the Mishnah says that when you visit someone on yontif, you're permitted to bring a gift. Even permitted to bring a pair of tefillin, the Mishnah has. Mishnah has clothing, tefillin, food, candies, chocolates, whatever. You're allowed to give a gift. So that's a long tshuva and a binyan shloimer, about shloimer levilna. But what happened according to those who shame, you're not allowed to give a matana on Shabbos Yontif. How are you allowed to give that? So he says, it's also a makam mitzvah, mitzvah simchas yontif. When you visit someone, it's understood you should give a gift.
So seemingly giving a gift, there's no real chashash that anyone's going to write anything down.
Right.
Could we just say that, according to that daya, it was just all kinyanim were aser, and then it would explain why pidyon aben would be also not allowed, right?
But pidyon aben is not at all a kinyan.
You're giving him the money?
Nesina. It's a nesina. That's a, if he... Could be. Okay. Could be. Good. Okay. So we'll stop here.
The Mishnah by presence on Yom Kippur.